In the introit today, we pray, I have lifted up my soul unto thee, O Lord. In thee I hope I will not be confounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Saint Jerome said that we exist for no other reason than to bear the cross. Sure, we were created to know, to love, and to serve God in this life, and to be happy with him in the next. But we must never forget that it is our daily cross that will bring us to heaven. If we carry our crosses well, then our crosses will carry us. If this past year has taught us anything, it is this, that we cannot escape the cross or trials or tribulations, adversities, whatever you want to call them. We cannot escape it in this life. That is because of the effects of original sin. Before original sin, this place was a paradise. But because of the sin of Adam, it has been cursed. And we are meant to get to heaven by means of our daily crosses, borne with patience. So this year, we have seen lockdowns. Notice they did not quarantine an illness. They quarantined you and me. We have, in this past year, lost a dear priest, Father Chicata. Our daily lives have been forcibly changed. And we have been told that we must wear a mask, not for our sake, but for others. And if you don't wear it, then you're just as guilty of murder as the people in downtown Chicago. We watch as the remnants of our Western civilization and culture collapse. It isn't over yet, though. By our prayers and sacrifice, you will see what God can do in the face of all of this. But these are our crosses, and these things do not happen because God is unjust, or because he is unmerciful, or because he is not watching over us, or because his enemies are more powerful than him. It is all because of sin. I have sinned, Lord, and therefore I deserve to suffer these things, Cardinal Mary Del Valle said. This is a time in which God is calling us to do penance. It is a time in which he is actually making us Christians, who have become very soft, making us stronger. He is detaching our hearts from this life because this place is an exile. Heaven is our home. The cross, therefore, suffering, trial, is therefore a sign of God's infinite love for us. It is also an opportunity for us to prove our love for him. Life is full of these opportunities, but we miss them oftentimes because we fail to view pain and loss, etc., in the light of our faith. So we lose the opportunity. If heaven is to be our destination, then we must change our outlook on suffering. We must learn to suffer for God's sake the many trials which he sends us. Now this is difficult because, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, to bear something is more difficult than to attack. The common analogy is the World War II trenches. It was much harder to those soldiers who were caught in the trenches with the enemies firing at them than it was for the enemies to fire. Why? Because when you are caught in the trenches, you feel your weakness and you feel that the enemy has something over you, some superiority, some strength. And so likewise in the spiritual life, it is very difficult to bear the cross, to endure it, because we feel our weakness. We must learn not to fear these innumerable obstacles, hardships on our path to heaven, but we have to be determined to do our duty, whatever the cost. We must be courageous in putting forth the effort. And you will have good days and bad days. Days in which you don't feel like doing these things. You don't even feel like getting up. That is when the virtue of courage or fortitude helps you through it. It does not take away the pain, but it gives you the strength of will and of conduct to do what you need to do. And we must be steadfast when these trials are prolonged. Now the saints, they are our heroes, and they are our models, because their lives were filled with adversity, yet they never cowered in the face of their trials. They dealt with them head on, prayerfully, yet manfully. They prayed as if everything depended on God, and they worked as if everything depended on them. In a sense, you could say that they rolled up their sleeves and they got the job done. And that's why they are saints. They bore all things, whatever it was, and you can read the lives of the saints to find out. But they bore all with determination, generosity, and love for God. And they never, ever lost sight of why they were bearing their crosses. It was for God, and it was for heaven. Keep a goal in mind, focus on that goal, and you'll attain it. That is the success for businessmen. It is a success for the saint. And these saints felt all of this crushing, overwhelming pain just as we do, every step of the way. And yet it was because of their determination that they bore their cross straight into the kingdom of heaven. Just yesterday, we had the feast of Saints Perpetua and Felicity. Perpetua was a 20-year-old mother. She had an infant in arms. Felicity was 8 months pregnant. Her prayer was that she would give birth to the child early so that she could join in with the other martyrs. That is courage. Perpetua was 22, scared by the deep dark of the prison. And yet, when it came down to her martyrdom, she was exposed to wild animals. It did not kill her. So she was taken before the executioner. And it was a new executioner, a newbie, you might say. And he tried to thrust the sword through her ribs, but didn't. It didn't make it through. And so she let out a slight moan, and that was it. Then she took the sword and said, "Young man, if you are to dispatch me, and she guided the sword to her throat, this is the place to do it. And that sword thrust is what sent her to heaven. This is the courage of the martyrs who believed in something so much that they were willing to die for it. And that is what got them to heaven. Today we honor St. Thomas Aquinas, His path was different in the sense that he was not to be a martyr. Nonetheless, he was to suffer a great deal simply because he wanted to become a priest. When he was 14 years old, he decided to enter the Dominican order, and his mother was very unhappy with this decision. So after St. Thomas had left and gone to the city of Naples to join the monastery, his mother actually went after him in order to forcibly remove him from the monastery and bring him back home. But she did not know that St. Thomas was already in Rome. He had been moved. And from Rome, he was then on his way to Paris. Now, his two brothers, who were in the service of the emperor, they were soldiers, they found St. Thomas on the way to Paris and sent him back home as a prisoner. They didn't merely just send him home. He was now a prisoner. His mother and sister did all that they could when he got home to prevent his entering the monastery. But St. Thomas bore all of these crosses patiently, with determination. And he told his mother, "In this matter of my vocation, I am bound to obey God rather than man." And when his brothers returned from their war, they found him still firm in his purpose of entering the monastery and of becoming a priest. They spared nothing in the way of causing him suffering. They even tore the very cassock right off of him. They locked him up in a room, deprived him of the necessary food, and he was in that room as a prisoner for 2 years, in his own castle, his own home. And these two brothers of his even exposed him purposely to very dangerous temptations, which, had he not been so resolute, would have caused him to commit mortal sin and possibly would have caused him to lose his soul forever. And as I said, it was 2 long years of enduring these crosses with steadfastness. And then finally, his two sisters, whom he had encouraged to leave and enter the religious order, and they did, helped him to escape out the window of the castle in a basket. St. Thomas was once asked how we can save our soul. And his answer was simple: will it. Be determined to save your soul. If we want it, then all the needed graces are already there for us. They're waiting for our free will. We must be determined to stop looking at the cross the way that we have been, as a sort of misfortune, something evil, something terrible to be avoided at all cost. And we must see it in the light of faith as a gift from Almighty God and a means to heaven. And when we change our mindset, then it becomes easier to bear. You will, of course, still feel the pain, but remember what they say, the athletes? Pain is nothing but weakness leaving the body. And in the spiritual realm, one could say that pain borne with patience is weakness leaving the soul. The soul becomes stronger with every cross borne patiently. And it readies us for the next fight. So let us resolve then now, this Lent, today, that we are going to do our utmost to change our mindset regarding the crosses of life, to look at them in the light of faith. And then when we lose courage in carrying our cross, to look up to heaven. Ad te, Domine, levavi. I have lifted up my eyes to heaven, and I have trusted in you, and I will not be confounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.